You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, everybody. Well, you heard when we went to break there, when I spoke and prayed for grace at the God's grace at the Oval Office, I mean, at the Rose Garden, that was March of 2020, right before we all went into lockdown. Okay. Now, when I'm gonna say, you know, I did 109 interviews and they just attacked me and so on. Well, people have came up to me the last 5 years and said, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. And I said, oh, but it is. When the best time in history to be alive, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring the timeline back of what they did to attack me personally and my company. But this has all been about, during this time of grace, what God given us is he expanded our voice. We broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, and our voice is huge now. Podcasts, all these different social media platforms. People are getting their information not from Fox News anymore or CNN of the world, where you have just a couple things back then where they were able to suppress our voices. But like you look at all of the, you look at Alex, you look at myself, you look at Tina Peters in prison for, you know, 9 years. You look at Charlie Kirk, they killed him. All these things have one common thread. They wanted to silence us. I'm going to take you back now on my journey, going back all the way to let's go to Georgia, this is the Georgia, it would be January 4th, I think, or 5th. I was down in Georgia for the Senate runoff. By then, you know, we already had 2 months of screaming. Everybody's going, there's fraud in the 2020 election. It was stolen. It was stolen. I was at the Supreme Court out in front of there, and that was December 14th. All these things that happened during those 2 months. And remember, all you had was Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, where they covered things up, contains false information, false information, false information. And everybody's going, this is this, look at this, look at this. Well, they silenced us. And I'm here to tell you, had they not done that, remember, everybody, evil is greedy. That's one thing we have a big advantage. Evil is greedy. And they just kept covering up. And you know what? And then you get up to January 4th. I believe it was January 4th. We're down in Georgia. I'm down there with the president. We're doing a big rally for the senator runoff. And then all of a sudden it hit me and I prayed. I said, God, please have them steal both of these senators. And everyone's, you know, and I'm sure you're all going, Mike, why would you do that? Well, here's why. If I was evil's marketer, I would have said, hey, they're on to us. They're on to our computers, our voting machines, and all the fraud we've been doing with these elections and all the corruption. And so let's just give them back a Republican so they shut up. We still have four other corrupt Republicans at least. And so they shut up about the election. We still have our way to steal elections, and then they won't raise the big flag. And if they'd have done that, everybody, if they'd have gave back a Republican, everyone, they would have said, "Mike, you guys, don't worry about it. We still have the Senate. We'll get them back in 2022." You guys, nobody could campaign harder as our president did in 2020. I was there with them. So anyway. When they did steal, my prayers were answered. They stole both senators. And what did everybody do? Now what are we going to do? Now what are we going to do? Evil's got all three. The trifecta. What are we going to do? And they're going, maybe there was fraud in the election. Let's look back into it. But you know what? Evil had a backup plan. And what was that? That was January 6th. Okay, January 6th happens, and I brought it up before, probably on this show, but I'm going to bring it up again. Two of the most important dates in history are January 7th and 8th. And by the way, on January 7th, when John Ratcliffe came out and said China was involved in the fraud of our 2020 election, but it got buried with the news on January 7th and 8th. What was the news then? It was January 6th. It just happened. On January 7th and 8th, 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, horrible YouTube, owned by Google and Alphabet, all of them just silenced. 1.2 million Americans. And they grouped us all, too. If you spoke out against the election, or if you spoke out against the vaccine, or if you spoke out for Jesus Christ, they just put us all in a basket, canceled us all in one swoop. Now, during those 2 days, and remember, Parler was the only fight or the only other alternative to Zuckerberg's Facebook and Jack Dorsey's X back then, and they wiped Parler off the face of the earth. Our president lost 100 million followers on Twitter. So overnight, that was the day, everybody, that we started winning. It was by January 9th, because on January 7th and 8th is the day they tried to silence us forever, and it would have been over. Our voice was like when I was growing up, a little black and white TV. We used to, as kids, turn off the black and white TV and go down to a little tiny dot. That little dot was our voice, and as kids, we'd turn that TV back on, and it would come back to life. Well, that's where we're at now. Just took a few years for our voice to get back to where we have, where it's huge, bigger than it ever was in history. But I'm going to tell you what they did for me personally to try and to destroy just my voice. I'm going to do this example. So on January 9th, I got evidence that it was all, that 99% of the crime of the election was done with computers. And I got evidence on January 9th of 2021. Okay. But I had done my own investigations for 2 months and said this couldn't happen with just, it would take millions of people to do all this fraud. It had to be done with computers. Biden didn't get 82 million votes. But anyway, so at that point, I'm raising my hand, I'm going, hey, I have this. Now they start attacking me. And you all know the story then when I'm going to back up. About in early January, a guy very high up in the Secret Service, actually really high up, and he came out to visit me in Minnesota. I had become friends with a lot of them. And he came out to visit me and he said, Mike, and he said, they're going to come after you. Because you're speaking out and you won't shut up. He said, they're coming after you. At that point, he said, I was getting to be the number one target. And I did become number one in January, the number one target to take down and shut him up. Well, he said, they're not going to go after you going backwards, like smear you in the media very much, because you already said you were an ex-crack addict. You were already forthcoming. You wrote a book about it. And he said, going forward, they can't even, if they hit you there with the media, they're going, oh, that's just because he backs Donald Trump. He said, what they're going to do, they're going to come after you. And he told me different routes to take to work. They're going to pull up with a van, another one behind you, and you're just going to disappear. They're going to take you out, or, which is what they tried to do, they're going to go after your money. They're going to take out your company. And I'm going, okay. For me, I was thinking, once I had seen this evidence, I'm going, it doesn't matter. We don't have a country anyway. If they go after my company, there's no future anyway. If these elections continue to be stolen, and what I had seen, I couldn't unsee what I've seen. Just like Tina Peters close her eyes to it and say and walk away from it, because it's over, everybody. If we don't secure elections, it's over. That's why Tina's in jail for 9 years. She told that judge, hey, in fact, the judge said to her when he sent you, you haven't learned a thing. You're still out there on your podcast screaming, saying disinformation about our elections. No, that wasn't disinformation, judge. It was the truth. I've told everybody, there's only one truth. There's no in between. And in the world we're in, I said back then, you're either a hero or a traitor. There's nothing in between. People that don't speak up, if you're not speaking up now more than ever and trying to save our country, you're over here. You can't sit back and be idle this time. Well, anyway, so when I had seen then, on January 9th of 2021, and actually I got it from everyone's, I just will say it now, it was from a guy that worked with the CIA. His name was Dennis Montgomery, and I validated him, validated all the work he had done with the CIA, and this thing was called Hammer Scorecard. You've even heard the president bring it up this summer when all this, remember, that's just one camera angle on the fraud. And when we talk about on the diamond heist, as the president likes to say. So you had, you know, over the years, and I learned about the cast vote records. I learned about Dr. Frank's work that you just get that comes right out of the machines. And all of it pointed to the same thing. Everything was exactly the same. You know, and I'll give an example. In that election, the most votes stole from Donald Trump in that election was California in the 2020 election, 1.5 million votes. Texas was second, 1 million votes. Florida was third, 960,000 votes. And it was going, well, Mike, why would they take from California or Texas? He won. And going, when you skim a casino, you got to take from everything, even the food, because it's all relevant. It's all related. And this is what I do in mathematics. You want to avoid those deviations. If you see a big deviation, like that time in Georgia I've all told you about where the Democrat got zero votes in her own precinct that her and her husband live in. And they had to look into that one. That's a pretty big deviation. But with that election, they just kept telling us, oh, this could happen. It's like a one in a billion or a one in a trillion. But you know, it could happen. No, things like Pennsylvania having more votes than voters, impossible. Georgia, where 106,000 votes came down for Biden in the middle of the night and 3,000 for Donald Trump. They told us it was those darn mail-in votes, those inner city people, those Democrats. Well, the big lie in Georgia was everybody, the mail-in votes were counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. I know so much I could go down each thing and tell you now, just like I tried to tell everybody back then. But what they did, why couldn't I get the word out back then? I tried, but what they did, and how important it was for them to silence me and everybody else, because they were taking our country without firing a shot. This was it. It had all come down to this. Remember, 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Well, here's what happened. I'm going to give you the timeline now. Now, this is my personal timeline. I got my evidence on January 9th. It was to save the country. This was it. I go, wow, this is great. I got to get it to the president, because there had to be a document signed. Dennis Montgomery was under a gag order where he couldn't. It was like Secret Protection Security Act, where it had to be signed so that this information could be released to the country. And you all know the story. I got into the White House on January 15th. The New York Post, the Washington Post took the famous picture of me looking like a spy outside the building where it said martial law. Those weren't my papers, but it said martial law. So then everything just blew up. That probably saved everything right there. And actually, by that was a divine thing that happened there. And but I didn't know it had happened at the time. And as I was crossing over into Virginia, I felt I had been all defeated. This is January 15, 2021. And I get a call by my good friend Ben Carson. He goes, did you get it signed? Did you get it signed? I said, no. And I was just, you know, you don't know what it's like, everybody, have the evidence that I felt was going to save the country right then and there. And, you know, not just the stolen election, but to get rid of computers, right, in our election. And anyway, Ben goes, I go, no, Ben, it's terrible. And he goes, well, Mike, he says, you know, God doesn't work on dates. January 6th, December 14th, or November 6th, or whatever. He said, maybe things have to happen on God's timing before the truth can be revealed. Maybe stuff has to unfold. And those words were so comforting to me. And then my faith in God to be able to endure what the next 4.5, 5 years now entail. I keep thinking it's over 5 years now that since that call by Ben on that fateful day of January 15th of 2021. Now, here's what happened. So then, as you all know, they came after my company. Box stores around the country canceled. Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco, supposed to be for entrepreneurs. And shopping channels, QVC, HSN, they all canceled my pillow. And by the way, we're their number one selling product in history in every one of them stores of a $60 product. Every single one of them. They're not canceling because they weren't selling good. We've sold over 85 million MyPillows because they work. And by the way, don't forget to use that right there on the screen, MyPillow.com/Alex. You guys get the best specials ever. We had to move factories because they kicked us out of our building. I believe they bought that on purpose and wouldn't renew our lease. But anyway, so let's keep going. So on February 4th, of 2021, there it is, you guys, $69.99 for the Queen Giza Dream Sheets, $79.99 for the King Size. And we have all sizes and all the colors just came in yesterday. The lowest price in the history of Giza Dream Sheets here. And the ones that made us famous, 800-675-4614. Use that promo code Alex, you guys. And if you go into MyPillow.com/Alex, we put everything from our factory we just moved over there up to 80% off, you guys. We don't have a lot of room in this in the factory. We're discontinuing those items. A lot of them that were made for the box stores that I just told you about, they canceled us. So all these box stores cancel us. But I still kept shouting. In fact, I would spread the box stores out every two, three days, or every day announce two more that canceled us. Because I wanted to keep them, because as the media would call me up, Mike, you just lost two more box stores. How do you feel? Did you hear about the machines? Did you hear about the stolen election? Did you hear about this? That's the only way I could get the word out. Why is that the only way? Because here's what happened. On February 4th of 2021, Smartmatic sued Fox News. And that started lawfare in our country that had not been done since the 1700s, everybody, at this magnitude. Smartmatic sued Fox. This wasn't Dominion. They sued them, too, and they sued everybody, too. But Smartmatic on February 4th. What was the next day, everybody? Why did they do that on February 4th? Because they knew on February 5th I was coming out with a movie called Absolute Proof. That was 3 days, 4 days before the impeachment trials. I wanted the whole world. I thought, you know what? I got to get it out in a movie. And 280, that was a miracle in itself. 280 million people watched that two-hour movie in its entirety in 3 days around the world. People were looking for hope. And they were looking for, hey, there is hope. Because they knew this election was stolen. Here was the evidence. Now, so as they continued to cancel me, now Dominion sued me. Then Dominion sued me. And I kept saying, sue me, Dominion, because the media got smart. The media got smart and they wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't even attack me. So I'm going, after that movie came out, I'm going, I got to get back in the news here. You know, I got to get back so I can sound the alarm. So I told Dominion, sue me, Dominion, sue you, suing everybody else. Well, they did. And when they sued me, they did another thing, though. They sued my employee-owned company, MyPillow, that had nothing to do with anything I've ever said. It was disgusting. So they sue me. Then Smartmatic sues MyPillow. Then other lawsuits with the machine companies. And then we just kept on going. And you, the public, all of you got behind, you know, buying, supporting MyPillow, even though we had lost all our box stores and shopping channels. And we just kept fighting. I was using it just to get the word out as we're hemorrhaging money. And in the first month, I think it cost MyPillow $100 million in sales for retail. We lost all of our retail, which was about half our business with our two buildings. Now I want to tell you, I'm going to bring you up, if that wasn't enough. Now I'm going to tell you what we found out this summer. It was things started happening to MyPillow in January of 2022. And things kept happening every month. They're going, how does this keep happening to the same company? We found out this summer that it was called Operation Arctic Frost. It was our own government, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. I mean, they all attacked MyPillow. I believe we were first on the list, everybody. And then, of course, there's nine senators. You might have all heard about it. I think Turning Point was on there. Charlie Kirk was on there. Many patriots were on there. Tina Peters was on there, who's sitting in prison right now. There was little wings of Arctic Frost who they're going to silence. But Arctic Frost was all about one thing: silence these people that won't shut up. Every one of those nine senators from Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, all of them, they wouldn't. Ted Cruz, none of these guys would stop talking about securing our elections and having Donald Trump's back and all these different things. Well, anyway, what they did to my pillow, and now for the sake of time, I'm gonna kind of go through the timeline here, and you guys can check this out on the internet. On January 5th of 2022, my pillow CEO, I was subpoenaed by the House Committee for my phone records, which I told them, no, you're not getting my records. But I did want to go to the January 6th committee, even though I wasn't there. They wouldn't let me go. I told these FBI guys, I said, I want to go to that committee, but Pelosi wouldn't let me go. She didn't want me talking. Anyway, in February of 2022, we were debanked. If you guys look this up, MyPillow getting debanked by Minnesota Bank and Trust and Heartland Financial. Yeah, I named them. Horrible, horrible, horrible what they did to us. Debanked us. And then you keep moving up. Verizon bars all of MyPillow's marketing via text messaging. So Verizon would not let us text market, which hurt MyPillow huge. And it also, by then I had built Lindell TV too, everybody. Lindell, by the way, that's publicly traded. MLMC, you guys, is publicly traded. Be a part of LindellTV.com. So I'm going to quick read these. The attacks keep coming. Agents from Denver and Lindell's cell phone. It took in September of 2022. I was surrounded at a Hardee's, you know, where they all took my phone. And you guys can check all this out online. It was a number one story all the time. And that was part of the Tina Peters wing, where there were people from Colorado there. Before that, FBI had took people in Colorado, bashed down their doors and pulled their daughters and let them sit in the front yard and stuff. And while people were eating breakfast, nobody got charged. It was attacked by our own government. And as we keep going on, our merchant server, $5 million. They called us up and said they're gonna have a $5 million hold. We had American Express completely cut us. American Express cut us off. Never been late in our lives. It's just one thing after another. And you're going, how can this keep happening to the same company? Vendors, everybody. Vendors were contacted. People I buy stuff from, like the sheet company. And they were contacted by our government saying, if you do business with MyPillow, we're going to debank you. We're going to have you debanked. This stuff just kept going on. Debanking. And then, you know, you had your PayPals involved. They cut us off. They go, we're going to put a hold on your account and all these things. All these big companies, it was like orchestrated to take out MyPillow, my employee-owned company. But what it was really done was to silence me. And this has been attacks like on Alex Jones. This could happen to all of you. And it did. It did. It really did on January 7th and 8th of 2021. So I'm here to tell you, here's the hope. Our voice is so big now, they can't stop us because they didn't stop us. They didn't stop our voice. We have all these podcasts and platforms now to get the word out. And I'll tell you, they thought they had me silenced and they thought MyPillow was under. When I announced I was running for governor, I was interviewed by CBS and they go, isn't MyPillow bankrupt? I go, who told you that? I said, we made it through. I guided it through a storm that no company could ever take. By the grace of God and all your support out there, you guys, and then being able to get through that, which any businessman, a good CEO, to guide that through. And that's what I told her. This will be an asset when I run for governor. Then she said, well, Mike, you lost the $5 million challenge. Your evidence is, you know, it's no good. And I said, no. I said, Esme, You're a terrible journalist. It was overturned in Minnesota at the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right, and I don't have to pay the $5 million because there's only one truth. So I'm here to give you all hope, everybody. Our voice is the biggest it's ever been, ever. And so right now, all the things coming out, everyone's worried about the midterm. We have to be worried about that. You have to get the word out and spread the word when you hear good things. When you hear bad things, spread that word too. In Minnesota, me running for governor, the fraud is the biggest blessing to Minnesota we've ever had. We've been blue for so long. I know I have a pathway to win, to be the governor there. And by the way, you guys, please help support me there. MikeLindellGov.com. I just need, we need the resource to do the marketing plan I'm going to do. And I just want to, we're running out of time, but I want to bring you all hope. And Minnesota's at the tip of the spear. I will do everything I can to win. And this is going to, like I say, having the direct contact with our great president to be able to secure the American dream, which I have lived on steroids. But I want you all to keep the faith and stay tuned, you guys, for the War Room coming up next.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.